Every Tuesday, Current State takes a closer look at Michigan's environment. Over time, scientists are learning more about contaminants and how much they can threaten the water, the air, and people. That's why the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, the DEQ, is preparing to update its cleanup criteria that involve substances like petroleum, chemicals, fertilizer, and others. A public comment period on proposed revisions ends today. So what recent science should DEQ incorporate into its cleanup procedures? James Clift is the longtime policy director for the Michigan Environmental Council. He and the MEC have some thoughts on the process. Welcome back, James.
Thank you.
As I understand it, DEQ opened this process with some proposed revisions. If you can keep this simple for the non-scientists listening, what has the agency put on the table?
Yeah, so they've been working for about a year and looking at a list of about 300 chemicals. And on each of those, they looked at what's the latest health studies that have been done on that chemical. And they're looking at toxicity, especially toxicities to humans, and trying to figure out, okay, does this number need to be lower or higher to make sure that we're protecting public health in Michigan?
What's in there that you like? What's in there that you don't think goes far enough?
Well, these updates are long overdue. Some of these chemicals have not been revised for 25 years, so it was time to put the effort into looking at each one of these and updating those numbers. That's what we'd like.
It seems as if MEC has responded with recommendations more about the process than about the particular contaminants? I mean, do I have that right?
You have that right. We don't want to wait 25 years again to update them the next time. We've got them updated. We think the process should include some streamlined method for making sure when new science emerges, new health studies come out, that those can quickly be incorporated into agency decision-making to make sure we continue to protect public and don't kind of get behind science like we are today.
One of your main points you reiterated in a letter to DEQ dated just yesterday, you wrote, and I'll quote here, "Our primary concern is that the administrative rules have been used by the department as a reason for not fulfilling its statutory obligation to protect the Michigan public." Unpack that for us, please. What do you mean?
Yeah, so what they do is they have a algorithm that they run through these toxicity numbers to come up with that final cleanup number. What they've done in the past is that final number gets included inside of the administrative rule. So even though new science has come out and new studies have come out, they said, oh, we're locked into the number that's in the administrative rule.
The
we can't consider the new science. Mm. We say that's backwards. The statute tells you to protect public health. You can't then use an administrative rule to block that from happening.
Mm. You go on to say that new science is not being incorporated into the regulatory framework here in Michigan, and you say we need a new process. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so last year, actually, the air toxics program that looks into the emission of air pollutants, toxic chemicals, we revised that process, and we've got a new process there where when they decide that they're going to look at a chemical and look at the science, they basically announce it. They announce it to the public. The industry can look at the science. The public can look at the science. Everybody can give the department kind of their best knowledge of where they think it should go. And then the department determines a new level, in that case, for emissions from air pollutants, from smokestacks. But a very similar process that is designed to incorporate that new science in a way that everyone has their kind of their day in court. They get to present the science as they see it before the department sets that new number. We think the same sort of process needs to be incorporated by this division.
This process actually began months ago. Is there a consensus about the things that MEC stands for, or are you a voice in the wilderness here? Do you feel like there's consensus among environmental groups, at least, that what you're calling for would be widely supported?
Again, I think there's definitely consensus within the environmental group. And in the air toxic program, we actually came to an agreement with the Michigan Manufacturers Association on the process to be included in that program. So I think there's growing consensus within the department, hopefully, that this is a good way to incorporate new science going forward, and I'm hoping to see them expand it through this rule package.
James Clift is the longtime policy director for the Michigan Environmental Council. We're talking here today about a public comment period involving updating the DEQ's cleanup criteria. Criteria that ends up involving substances like petroleum, chemicals, fertilizers, and other, and really getting the latest science into the DEQ's processes. You go on to say that the state's current standards, quote, only allows science that weakens standards, unquote, which sounds like quite an indictment. No science becomes relevant that improves standards?
Yeah, again, and this is a quirk in how this program works, where a company can request a site-specific number, and they in that site-specific investigation, they look at some of the properties of the site, but they can also look at the science and change the number. So when a company wants them to look at the science on a site-specific basis, the department is allowed to do so. But if a community was to raise new science, the statute doesn't allow that. We think that's pretty backwards, that we need new science to move either direction. And that's how we found it did in this revision of the packages. Some of the numbers went down, some of them went up, all based on kind of new health studies that have been conducted.
As I said, the public comment period actually goes back a number of months. Have you gotten any kind of response from DEQ, Manufacturers Association, any other stakeholders here regarding what you are recommending?
Yeah, we recently met with Director Heidi Grether and people from the governor's office looking at our proposal, and I thought they were definitely giving it a fair look. They were looking to see whether or not this is a portion of the proposal they should include in the rule package. So we're hopeful that they're going to adopt this as a method to make sure that they don't get, again, lost in the regulation and forget their main mission of protecting public health and making sure that we're using the best science to do that.
Now, your organization, the Michigan Environmental Council, commends DEQ for pursuing the update. As you pointed out, though, you feel it's overdue. How often should a review like this take place?
Well, what we like to think about is if they kind of did it constantly, where they had just maybe, you know, half a dozen, a dozen chemicals a year they're looking at, they could keep all of the chemicals kind of updated, and they could take nominations for which ones maybe new science has come in on. So again, have it be an ongoing process so that you don't let yourself get way behind. And again, unfortunately, there were some chemicals that have been more than 20 years since they've been updated at this time.
Now, the agency has had to respond to the Flint water crisis. Is that any justification here or part of a reason that the delay has taken, or it's taken as long as you say?
Again, it's taken a lot of their resources, but really that's only been the last year, 18 months. This has been a 20-year problem in the making. So again, in the short term, maybe that's true, but not over the long term.
We will point out for our morning listeners, at least, that there is a two-hour public comment session to which the public is obviously invited this afternoon, 1 to 3 p.m. at Lansing Community College West. That's at 5708 Cornerstone Drive on the west side. Email comments will be accepted until the end of the day at the following email address, deq-rrdcriteria@michigan.gov. That's deq-rrdcriteria@michigan.gov. We want to thank James Clift, Policy Director for the Michigan Environmental Council, for joining us here on this segment. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Mark. The public hearing actually was yesterday. So
thank you for the correction.
But they are taking comments through the end of today.
Very good. We appreciate the clarification. Thank you, James.